You know, everyone expects markets to take a little summer nap, right? But despite that traditional seasonal slowdown, Binance just dropped some incredible numbers. Their monthly futures trading volume actually skyrocketed to about $1.63 trillion in June 2026. It's officially their highest volume of the year, and honestly, it's pretty exciting to see that kind of energy.
It really is. And what's fascinating about that milestone is what it tells us about the underlying demand. Even with the broader market playing it cautious and waiting for clear directional momentum, both retail traders and institutional players are showing up in force. It's a clear sign that interest in crypto derivatives isn't just a flash in the pan. It's exceptionally strong.
So, what's actually fueling this surge? I mean, it's not just random noise.
Exactly. It really comes down to three core drivers. First, Binance has built out this incredibly comprehensive suite of futures contracts. We're talking perpetuals, quarterly options, and highly flexible leverage settings. That flexibility is a game changer, because it perfectly caters to everyone from high-frequency algorithmic traders to long-term investors just looking to hedge their portfolios.
And that really ties into the second point, which is all about execution. You can't trade at that scale if you're getting eaten alive by slippage. Binance's deep liquidity pools are basically the gold standard here, making it the go-to venue for anyone trying to move large amounts of capital smoothly and efficiently.
Precisely. Then you have the third pillar, the infrastructure. They've cultivated a massive global user base and backed it up with institutional-grade systems. We're talking robust API access, dedicated account management, and enterprise-level reliability. That kind of setup continues to pull in professional traders, even as regulatory landscapes shift and create uncertainty in different jurisdictions.
It's wild to think about what this means for the wider crypto ecosystem, though. We're seeing a real shift in how people are interacting with these assets.
You're right. Instead of just bailing out when prices go sideways, traders are actually leaning into derivatives. They're using them to hedge existing spot positions, generate yield, and run short-term tactical strategies. It's a much more sophisticated approach to market participation.
I love that. It really feels like the market is growing up. We're moving past the days where price discovery was just about buying and holding, and now it's being beautifully complemented by this robust, professional-grade derivatives ecosystem.
Absolutely. And that growing institutional involvement is the real validation here. It's slowly but surely cementing cryptocurrency as a legitimate, functional component of diversified investment portfolios. We're finally moving beyond pure retail speculation into something much more structural.
But hey, with great power comes great responsibility, right? All this futures activity does come with some serious caveats that we can't ignore.
You hit the nail on the head. High leverage is a double-edged sword. In a choppy, sideways market like we've been seeing, excessive leverage can quickly amplify volatility and trigger those dreaded cascading liquidations. It's a reminder that derivatives demand respect.
That's so true. If anyone is jumping into this space, risk management has to be their top priority. We're talking disciplined position sizing, strict stop-loss orders, and really easing into leverage gradually. You have to protect your capital first, or the market will absolutely humble you.
Well said. At the end of the day, that $1.63 trillion June volume is a powerful signal. It shows that the market is resilient, adaptable, and steadily evolving.
And while the spot market might still be waiting for that next big macro or regulatory catalyst to really break out, the derivatives sector is already doing the heavy lifting, driving liquidity and keeping engagement high.
Exactly. the exchanges that can deliver reliable, deep, and feature-rich infrastructure, are going to remain at the center of crypto's maturation. They'll continue to offer serious opportunities, but only for traders who approach the space with discipline, strategy, and a clear understanding of the risks.